I'm riding through Boise in a truck with Utah license plates. I'm with two missionaries from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 23-year-old Colby Denton from Arizona and 21-year-old Davis Jones from Utah.
I started my mission in Filer, Idaho.
Okay, Filer's got to be like 90% Mormon.
Yeah, it's very highly populated LDS.
Does everybody in town know the three people who aren't Mormon and they send you there?
Just again and again and again.
He's joking. Jones says they found a lot of people to teach in the small farming town, and Filer is only about half Mormon. Overall, Idaho is about a quarter LDS. Matt Martinick with the nonprofit Comora Foundation says there are a lot of logistical reasons why the church is sending so many of its new missionaries to its traditional home base, the West. It's just easier to accommodate the influx where the church has the most resources. But he also says it fits a long-used strategy.
One of the things that seems sort of counterintuitive about how the church assigns its missionary force is the church tends to allocate most of its resources to the areas that have the most numbers.
The typical image of young men like Jones and Denton going door to door with pamphlets is antiquated. Here's what's supposed to happen. Ordinary church members find people in their daily lives who are interested in learning about the church. They arrange for those people to meet the missionaries. In some parts of the world, this ideal scenario is rare, simply because there aren't many church members. But in places like Idaho, it works. For Denton, this is God's work. But he admits it can seem a bit like selling Scentsy or Pampered Chef to friends. He first learned how to sell working for a pest control company in college.
Absolutely use that every single day as a missionary, talking to people, trying to connect with people, trying to figure out what people's objections are, how to help them overcome them, how to move past their barriers.
Denton himself converted to the church while in college back in Arizona with help from his Mormon friends. Today, he and Jones are playing the role of recruiters for a man they're about to meet for the first time.
His friend, who is a returned missionary and a member of the church, she called us and said that he's been asking a lot of questions and he's interested in taking the discussions. So we texted him and asked him to learn.
They park outside a church meeting house. They pray before going in to meet Samantha and Matt. Samantha returned from a mission to New Jersey 6 months ago. She's only been dating Matt a couple of weeks, but they're already talking about marriage.
Does he have to become a Mormon?
Not necessarily. It would be ideal, but, you know, God works in mysterious ways.
Matt is eager to learn. He believes in God and the Bible, but doesn't belong to any church. Matt says he's been curious about Mormonism for a long time.
As for considering joining, I'd have to find out more about it. We have basically the same belief systems, as far as I know.
The four sit on metal folding chairs. They pray again, then begin what's known as the first discussion. For the next hour, they cover a lot of ground. By the end, they're talking about church founder Joseph Smith and the church's work of scripture, the Book of Mormon.
Matt, if these things are true, what does it mean to you?
With Joseph Smith seeing the vision of the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, that would mean that he's a true prophet of God.
Denton asks Matt to read the Book of Mormon and ask God if it's true. Matt says he will.
When you get this answer from Heavenly Father, will you follow the example of Jesus Christ and be baptized by someone holding the priesthood authority of God?
Yes.
Matt isn't a convert yet. He still has five more of these discussions. He has to attend church, and he has to believe he's got that answer from God. But getting back in their truck, Denton and Jones are excited.
He is really smart.
His answers are super deep.
Matt is a good example of why the Mormon Church is sending so many of its missionaries to places like Idaho, Denton says.
It's because there's people like that, that if the member knew the missionaries better, they'd have them teach their friends. Samantha only has us teaching Matt because she knows us. You know, he inquired, and she was like, dang, I'm going to get him with the missionaries. So we just need more missionaries in all the wards we got. Members can know them and have that same experience that we just had.
The church is getting close to Denton's wish of a pair of missionaries for every local congregation or ward in the mission. The church could have up to 250 missionaries in Boise by the end of the year, up from about 70 now. As for Matt, his conversion has been delayed. He recently took a job in Massachusetts. The Boise missionaries are connecting him with church members there. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.